AI News by Conjero.
Allbirds is making a dramatic turn. It sold its footwear business, rebranded as Newbird AI, and is now aiming at AI servers.
That's a huge shift from sneakers to infrastructure, and the first visible runway for it is a $50 million convertible financing facility.
The market immediately latched onto the story. The stock jumped 600% on the news.
That tells you a lot about investor appetite for any believable AI infrastructure angle, but enterprise hardware is a different game.
Exactly. Buyers of production systems want specifics. What's being sold, how it's deployed, and how secure it is once it leaves a demo environment.
An AI infrastructure has to mean something concrete, servers or racks, a deployment model, plus security, observability, and support.
There's also a long list of technical questions. On-prem, hybrid, or cloud-adjacent, which accelerators are supported? What about thermals, power, networking, and compatibility?
And if this is meant for regulated workloads, customers will ask about data governance, isolation, encryption, key management, patching, and who can access telemetry.
That's before you even get into lifecycle management, firmware updates, rollback plans, failure replacement, and how a hardware issue doesn't turn into a production incident.
So the challenge isn't just building a server, it's building the whole operating model around it.
The $50 million facility gives some runway, but it doesn't settle questions about supply chain resilience or product maturity.
And Allbirds carries baggage here. It was known as a consumer brand with declining sales for several years before this reset.
Which means the company now has to prove it can operate in a very different discipline, where product specs matter more than branding.
So the stock move is really an expectations event, not proof of execution. In enterprise infrastructure, customers buy evidence.
AI News by Conjero.